Shabbat Shalom. This week, I've chosen to do something a little different. This past year, we've been revamping our religious school curriculum. In particular, our fifth grade program is our pilot. And in it, I was teaching an elective to fifth graders about prayer. We spent the year studying the blessings surrounding the Shema. They tell us a story. They start with creation, on to revelation, on to redemption. And with fifth graders, we dove into these topics. But more than that, I had them write their own prayers, their own additions to these themes. And as the year concluded, we wrote our final versions, and I finessed all of the students' prayers into one, which is what's included in the back of our study source. And I hope, back of the pew bulletin, and I hope you'll find some meaning in that prayer. But what I want to focus on is what we learned as a class behind these prayers. They're old prayers, they're great words. Creation is understandable by all. We can all look at the world and feel awe and amazement. It is a magnificent place. Revelation, we're told that God loves us, and that the sign of that love is that God gave us the Torah, that God's in relationship with us. And finally, more than that, not only did God give us the world, God give us the Torah, but God gives us the opportunity, the possibility for redemption. These are heavy words for fifth graders, but they pushed through, and they understood this story as a guide for relationship building, for getting to know each other, for building friendships, for building intimate, serious relationships. First, you have to accept everything as is, creation. You have to be just excited that there is another person to share a world with. Then, you move into revelation. You have to share of yourself. God is giving us a model. God says to us, I love you. And do you know what that love means? It means I want you to know me. And to do that, I'm going to give you my Torah. And so, we too have to find ways of sharing our Torah, our innermost self, with those we love. But more than that, even more than that, those relationships then become the ground, the foundation for redemption, for completion. The Jews are slaves. They're less than human. They're less than perfect in Egypt. God saves us. God redeems us. God brings us to freedom, and we become whole. We become a community. We become a nation. We become free. The hint, the message that we say every morning and every night is that when we engage in these serious relationships, from creation through revelation, we share ourselves, eventually we can get to redemption. We can feel a little more complete, a little more free, a little more whole. And that's the lesson that I learned from our fifth graders in the religious school this year. I thought I would share it with you this morning, and I hope that we can push forward and look at our loved ones and ask ourselves, how serious are we taking our relationships? Shabbat Shalom.